For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You just never know who will show up. Joining us now, Eddie Hamilton. Many say perennial candidate, but a guy that cares deeply about our state. And he joins us. I saw him last night at the state GOP Christmas party. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. Glad to hear from you again and talking to Wayne Allen Root. Since you brought up about the candidacy, I might as well tell you I'm running for the city council in Henderson in my district. I live not too far from downtown, ward number one. So I'll be involved again fighting corruption and greedy executives.
Let me tell you, in Henderson, you got a lot of opportunities there. It's a target-rich environment when it comes to corruption and a lot of stuff that's gone on down there over the years.
You're right. You know, like my opponent is a government employee who's retired, making $1 million pension. Now she's running again, you know, to double dip. You know what I'm saying? Just never ending. The taxpayers here are being fleeced every year.
Well, let me ask you, because we've been talking with a lot of people around the state, Northern Nevada, the rurals. We talked with James Settlemyer up in Northern Nevada, up in Gardnerville. And I got to ask you, we keep asking, can the Republican Party bounce back from just a horrible, horrible midterm election? Can we battle back from this? And if so, how?
Oh, absolutely. With the proper messaging and being proactive and going on the streets, you know, like Democrats are doing it. Activism is up. Republicans, you know, most of our leaders are hiding behind closed doors. Now, Chuck Muth was saying in his home state of Maryland, the Republicans were outnumbered by Democrats by over 1 million votes. And yet, they've got a Republican governor who was just reelected. Now, in Nevada, we're only behind by 60,000 to 75,000 votes, and we could do it, but we've got to be proactive and have strong messaging. As I told you before, Sandoval and Rogich and all the consultants, they destroyed the Republican brand in Nevada, you know, and they killed activism. They want to run the show, but I think that's what's going to happen. We can bounce back, but you got to have the right leadership, leadership who are not namby-pamby and scared of the media. You got to have somebody with a great courage like Eddie Hamilton. LOL.
I love that. Eddie, let me just ask you, this to me is important. We had Mark Hutchison, who was in here maybe a month ago, and he said what we need to do is widen out the tent. We need to open up the tent and invite more people in. And that means libertarians, that means American Independent Party, any of these non-affiliated, non-major party folks. Is that the answer, or are we going to be giving up our conservative principles?
No. We don't need to give up anything. You know, we stick to the conservative principles, being patriots and everything. And however, you can't just be talking to them on the phone. You got to go to their meeting. You got to organize. You know, for example, right now, as a candidate for city council in Henderson, I'm running as the defender of liberty. You know that a communist-style government is being formed in Carson City, a neo-socialist government who's going to take our freedom, going to take our guns, going to take our properties, going to take parental rights. You know, you got to fight that. The same thing in Clark County. We got commissioner like that Soviet socialist, Tex Hinderbloom. He's said anything that moves will get taxed, you know. So we got to fight that. And the Republican leadership are not willing to fight. They're just sitting around. So we need the grassroots, like we used to have in 2010. The grassroots got to take over the party now, and we can do it. And we can broaden the base. We got to go to Chinatown. We got to go to the inner city in Las Vegas. Go into the Hispanic community in East Las Vegas and start talking to them on the streets. You know. That's the way to do it.
But a lot of people are saying if you do that, you've got to have a message of how,
right?
You know, conservative Republican folks can actually make your life better. What is it people want? Do we know yet what people want?
Well, people want a good job. They want steady jobs. They want to have strong families. And like I told you before, this communist Cuban revolutionary, State Senator Consuela, she's got a bill drafted now to take away parental rights. If you have a teenage daughter, the government will own her. Parents will be taken away from, you know, as far as reproductive rights and abortion and all that stuff. So we got to appeal to, like, Hispanics. They are conservative. They believe in family values. They believe in religion, and the communist Democrats don't believe in any of that anymore. Wow. So we got to find a common base and go from there. But, talking about President Trump said a few months ago that he regretted signing that $1 trillion omnibus bill. Remember? He didn't get any wall funding in that.
Yep.
Because Paul Ryan and McConnell snookered him, saying, oh, don't worry about it. We'll get you the $5 billion, but sign this omnibus $1 trillion bill. And they reneged, you know, Brian and Paul Ryan and McConnell are not doing it. So President Trump, he's got to stand tall and veto that CR. And there was a recent poll that was released yesterday, believe it or not, that was a poll that was run by liberal organization. They're saying almost 70% of Republicans support President Trump in shutting down the government. So shut it down. You know, I think we're going to get the $5 billion if President Trump stays true and stay on course. Just don't sign it. Shut it down. He'll get it because, you know, the Democrats out of nowhere got not $5 but $8 billion a few months ago to take care of the detention, the legal services for all the caravan and the illegal aliens. You know, the Border Patrol, I think, arrested about 500,000 of them this year, 500,000. And they're all getting welfare. They're getting fed. They're getting housing. And that cost $8 billion so far. How did we get the money, the $8 billion? They just appear out of nowhere. But we can't even get $5 billion to build a wall.
Have you, Eddie, have you seen this GoFundMe page that this triple amputee Iraq War veteran, Purple Heart winner?
I heard about that. I listened to you earlier, and I'm going to check it out, and we'll go from there. And I believe if, as a down payment, we the people, we've got to do it. And hopefully there's no corruption, there's no stealing. You know, remember that Wounded Warrior Project where the executive in charge of the organization, ripped off?
Or that woman, or that woman that helped the homeless guy? And then we found out it was all a scam. By the way, in case you're wondering, it began when we started the show at $4.6 million. It is now at $5.7, almost $5.8 million. They have $1 billion goal, and 95,000 people have donated $5.7 million.
Right. I'm going to look into it and chip in, I just want to make sure it's not a scam, that it's the money is not going to be stolen. Because GoFundMe, I think they make, 10% commission on that. So we'll go from there. Just like the One October GoFundMe, they made money. There's nothing wrong with that. We believe in free enterprise, but we got to make sure the money goes out there, and we got to make sure the money is used right away. Start building the wall mile per mile. Don't wait until it goes up to $5 billion, and then, something else will happen.
You never know. Brian Colphage may get to $5 billion before he's done.
But as soon as he gets the money, start building it. Start spending it.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Otherwise, the wall will... Yeah, the wall will never get built. Just build it right now. Build it as you go along.
I'm with you, man. Eddie, I got to run, man. I got to run. I'm glad you called, and I thank you. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. And he's running for city council in Henderson. He's always running for something. He is the ultimate perennial candidate, Eddie Hamilton. Yeah, I did not even know he was running for Henderson City Council. Good for him. Stick around. Oh, we got a whole bunch to do. We are sprinting to the finish line. When we come back, I'm going to open up our phone lines. In fact, I'll open up our phone lines right now, give everybody an equal shot, clear out all the other callers. We'll talk about other stuff. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if it's worth it. Is the border wall worth it to shut the government down? The president has just in the last few minutes communicated to the Senate that he will not sign their bill. And now the question is it worth it? Is the border wall worth partially shutting down the U.S. government? And again, it's a 20% shutdown. It's not everything. We'll see what you think coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers. It's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political. It's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political. It's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I don't care what anybody says. This is absolutely amazing. We the People Will Fund the Wall. Brian Colphage and his... It is now at 5.9 million. What did I promise you about a half hour ago that by the time we leave the air, I think it was an hour ago, I said we'll be at $6 million. And we probably will. If you want to help funding the wall, we just go to GoFundMe. Border wall, if you want. And it'll take you right to a picture of the president and a border wall. And you'll see the number 97,000 folks, 97,000 Americans have donated to this GoFundMe. That's incredible. But we will be, I promise you, we will be at $6 million by the time we leave the air in about 38 minutes. Now, right now, 5,902,126, and the goal is $1 billion. $1 billion. Go to Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, I don't feel as though the president has made his case here. He needs to get on television and go to the American people and explain what this illegal immigration is costing the American people, And we're spending, I've got numbers here, $134.9 billion on illegal aliens. This is, and American people don't know this. They don't realize how much it's diluted our medical systems, how much it's diluted our school systems. And the president needs to go to the American people, get on television, and have charts and numbers to explain this to the American people. And then I guarantee you he will even win over some of the Democrats on the issue.
I love that idea. I think, for instance, the president needs to go on national TV and explain why we're leaving Syria. A lot of people upset about that. If there's a good reason for it, then bring it on. And then we'll let the American people decide. But when it comes to the border wall, you tell me, is the border wall worth it? Now, the president needs to make the case. Why? Why is it worth shutting down part of the government? No, and that's fine. I've got no problem with it. I think it's worth it. I'm talking about the border wall. I don't think we should be leaving, pulling 2,000 troops, not a lot of folks. There's probably more logistics people than there are fighters. But I don't for a moment believe that the generals are wrong on this thing. I think the generals are probably right, and they disagree with the president. But they take the orders. That's what's so amazing about this. Let's go to Philip in the Coachella Valley. Philip, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm in agreement to shutting down the government in order to establish that wall. You know, they've been jerking us around, the Democrats, on this issue so long that he needs to draw a line in the sand. And, you know, I'm getting fed up with this. You know, it totally is ridiculous. We need it. We're spending a fortune on illegals in this country. And being out here in the Coachella Valley in Southern California, man, it's bad. And I'm tired of paying for all this. Also, in regards to that FundMe page, they should do a wall-a-thon on Fox.
Ooh,
that would be a, you know.
I love that. No. And make it like a, No, I'm serious. Like a PBS fundraiser. No, I'm serious. And do it for the wall. Can you imagine the publicity that Fox would get from that? And I'll bet you they could raise $5 billion. And you know, give away T-shirts. If you contribute at the $25 level, you get a T-shirt. You'll get a concert jacket if you donate $100. Can you imagine them going to the PBS model to raise $5 billion for the border wall? I think that would be amazing. I love the idea. One of the things we'll do in our next half hour, we might go this way, we might not. Okay? Because in the next hour, or next half hour, I should say, we'll give you the opportunity to take the program in any direction you want. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, Live and Local, now. Okay, this is the fun part of the show. Yeah, all the heavy lifting is done. Now it's just fun. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It could be something we talked about earlier in this show, earlier in this week, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you tell us what it is that actually interests you. It's going to be so much fun. Oh, speaking of so much fun, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. You want to keep the family together this Christmas Day without countless hours in the kitchen? Let me just tell you this. Everybody, this is a promise I'll make to you. Everybody will find a menu item they'll love at Ichabod's Lounge. Oh, and I left out the best part. No cleanup after the meal. You and your family can choose from a turkey dinner, roast pork, Caribbean walleye, lamb chops, and my favorite, succulent prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4 more. All Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. I urge you to get your reservations now. Don't wait. Don't wait till Monday or Monday night. I want you to make your reservations right now. So make that call right now to Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. And by the way, just a quick story. I was out the other night with a couple of friends, and they had gone to Ichabod's. They had heard the ads on the radio and said, you know, maybe we'll go. Hey, that's the one Kevin always talks about. And they went over there. They had so much fun. My buddy Terry won, I think, something like $500. And they had a great meal. And it was just, and they said it was so much fun. This is what Vegas used to be, they said. I was like, that's cool. But make sure you get your reservations for Christmas Day. I mean, there's some great eating going to be going on at Ichabod's Lounge. Let's get to your phone calls. You know how this works. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It's easy. Here's the number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. You spell it all out. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin in the Coachella Valley. I can't believe this. Two straight calls from the Coachella Valley. I love it. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, but all this talk about shutting down the government, I think that not only should they shut down the government, they should shut down the border to get Mexico to deport all these people from Central America, shut down Facebook and Google and put them in jail for lying to Congress with all this giving away of our private information, and shut down the Federal Reserve, because it's not federal, it's a private bank owned by, a European and Chinese investors. So,
well, first and, of all, Mike, when people start talking about the Fed, most people's eyes glaze over, just so you know. So getting people to zero in on the Fed is difficult. Congress doesn't understand what it does. Most 99.9% of people don't understand what it does. And the only thing I know that it does, it's supposed to protect us from inflation. Well, I don't see any sign of inflation, do you?
Look what it's doing right now. It seems like it's just working against the U.S. economy, don't you think?
No, you're right. All I know is the Dow is way down today, and the Fed raised the interest rate.
And all I know is the Chinese, they pay 0% interest rate, and we pay how much?
Yeah. It's going up a quarter, and a lot of people, the president included, thinks it's wrong that the Fed raised the rates 0.25%. We'll see what you think. Yeah. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to put this out there as a proposition, constitutionally sound. What about selling bricks or portions of the wall and having property rights on that brick or portion of the wall?
Well, let me. This is Wayne Allen Root's idea. Do like they do at universities when they're building stadiums, or they're building fine arts buildings, they'll sell you a brick, and your name will be on that brick. Right. And people will, every time you go to that stadium, hey, let's go see our brick. And people go and do that. Yeah. I think that'd be great.
Right. Yeah, because I know Portland has a downtown area that they do that. And actually, I did hear Wayne talk about that before, because I was thinking, you know, once it gets rolling with small donations, hell, foundations could jump in and throw in where they could. And then they could grow that as an investment and resell it if needed.
Good point. That is a very, very good point. One thing I'd like to say, I mean, I think this do you like the idea of this GoFundMe page?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I can't remember the election results. It was like 56 million, I think, or 54 million for Trump. And if everybody pitched in, you know, $10 to $100, that's a fair chunk of change.
63 million Americans who voted for Trump, if they each paid $80, that gets you to $5
billion. See, there you go. That is common sense.
I know. But can I tell you, though, I love your idea, though, the brick idea, which actually the first guy I heard talk about it was Wayne Allen Root. It's the equivalent of like war bonds. Remember, those of you that are old enough to remember, it's long before my time, they were selling war bonds. And you could help finance the war. I think that's a pretty cool idea. I would love to see that. In fact, I'm just looking to see here. Let's see if we can get the. Hang on. I'm looking for the number here. They were at $6 million, right at $6 million, having been raised. That's absolutely incredible. That is so much fun. In fact, let's see. Let me track this real quick. They are at $6,088,000 and a goal of $1 billion. And by the way, 100,000 people across America, maybe a lot of folks that are listening to this program have already called. I'm going to call as soon as the show's over. And I'm going to give. I might only give $10, $100, something like that. What I ought to do, and maybe everybody ought to just give $80. $80 for our security. And then watch the Democrats will go nuts. The Dems will go nuts. They won't understand this. How did he get all these people, the 63 million people, to give $80, and that's $5 billion? And then, of course, they'll bitch about the part about, well, the Mexico didn't pay for it. Who the hell cares who pays for it as long as we're safe? Want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Yeah, Obamacare, open enrollment, ended on the 15th. It's gone. It's done. But you can check it out right now, and you can enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Of course, today the wall-to-wall is talking about the wall. We'll talk more about that and more coming up. Live and local now. There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person.
and be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations, 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more at LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive, exit ramp of Town Center and 250, 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Our wall-to-wall free-for-all, you know how it works. You call in our final half hour, and you tell us what direction you want to take the show. I mean, it's really simple. Tell you what it's due. We're having a run on Coachella Valley calls today. In fact, let's go to La Quinta. Let's go to La Quinta. Go to Robin. Robin, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I am fine. What's going on?
Great. I'm a thinker out of the box, and I really like the idea that we all donate and screw the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned. They're all a bunch of idiots. But I have another idea that may titillate some imagination here, and that is have a national lottery for like $1 million, and everybody would want to get in the lottery, and not just Republicans. I don't know why they couldn't do that.
Well, Congress, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Congress would have to okay it. What do you do with a national lottery in, say, Utah, where maybe they might not want to have any participation in some sort of a lottery? People
who cares?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't want to participate, they don't have to participate.
That's right.
Not a bad idea.
I mean, we got Powerball. We got everybody. The whole nation likes Powerball. And, you know, I wouldn't mind winning $485 million. You know, it sure take care of me for a while.
Well, you know, maybe you set the lottery at $100 million. And by the way, who's got the deepest pockets of anybody in this country? It's the federal government.
Hollywood.
No. I'm sorry. It would end up being the federal government. They've got $100 million just lying around in a desk somewhere. Okay? If anybody could do this, federal government could do this.
Well, you know, as far as that concerned, as far as like the California lottery, I don't know if you can find out how much they've got in the bank that they're supposed to be donating to children. I don't know.
Good point. Robin, thanks, man, and my very best to all of you in the Coachella Valley. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Okay, God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you too, man.
There you go. That's Robin down in La Quinta in the Coachella Valley. By the way, we blow into the Coachella Valley on 98.1. News and talk that rocks. Ed Stoll's just absolutely amazing blowtorch of a radio station. I absolutely love being on that radio station. Go next to Drew. Drew, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
All right, I'm just talking about the wall. So Trump is giving $10 billion to Mexico for job creation, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe he has it in his head, or maybe he has a plan. He's talked to the Mexican government. Maybe he will have them use that money to build the wall.
Are you talking about a kickback?
Potentially.
Wait, so let's say we give them $15 billion. Not $10 billion. We give them $15 billion. They, in turn, will give us $5 billion back for the wall.
Potentially. I mean, maybe Trump's already has it talking to the Mexican president. Says maybe he's already done that with him behind the scenes. I don't know.
Well, he and the new Mexican president have worked out a deal, which might be good. Maybe that's the way to do it. I mean, I would call it creative accounting. The Democrats will call it a felony. And then they'll impeach the president. No, I think you got to stay away from stuff that isn't transparent. Democrats love transparency. They absolutely love it. I want to go to the audio sound bites. Because this stuff is I could not write stuff like this. I mean, it's incredible. For instance, Paul Ryan, outgoing Speaker of the House, gave his farewell address yesterday and said that even though we have a certain lack of civility, it's cut 7, by the way, Paul Ryan said that nothing is wrong with a spirited debate, but that there are times when it goes too far.
Our system doesn't just allow for that. Our system depends on that. One side may win, one side may lose. We dust ourselves off, and then we start anew, knowing that each one fought in pursuit of their honest ideals. But today, too often, genuine disagreement quickly gives way to intense distrust. We spend far more time trying to convict one another than we do trying to develop our own convictions. Being against someone has more currency than being for anything. And each of us has found ourselves operating on the wrong side of this equation from time to time. And all of this gets amplified by technology, with an incentive structure that preys on people's fears and algorithms that play on anger. Outrage has become a brand. And as with anything that gets marketed, it gets scaled up. It becomes more industrialized, more cold, more unfeeling. And that's the thing. For all the noise, there is actually less passion, less energy. We sort of default to lazy litmus test and shop-worn denunciations. It's just emotional pablum fed through a trough of outrage. It's exhausting. It saps meaning from our politics. And it discourages good people from pursuing public service.
Interesting. I want to urge you, and again, I don't know the legitimacy of this, and I'm not that familiar with GoFundMe. I haven't used GoFundMe all that much. But if you go on GoFundMe, you'll see all kinds of really good charitable ideas, things to actually help people, people in need. And I like that. But right now, the American people are in need. And remember how I told you at around 10:30, I said, I'll bet you that by the time we get off the air, they're at $6 million. You know what? They're not at $6 million. They're just about at $6.2 million. And 101,000, almost 102,000 people have donated. And they are at roughly $6.2 million. Let me get a final tote. We're at $6.191 million. That's incredible. Yeah. So if you get a chance, GoFundMe. They have a goal of $1 billion. Imagine if they came up with $1 billion to hand over to the President of the United States. Of course, the Congress would probably want its cut. You know, it's like the Sopranos. Everybody needs to get a taste. Yeah, so the federal government probably have to get a taste of it. How much spillage? You know, we always talk in the bar business about spillage. You know, the amount of a keg of beer that ends up on the floor or ends up in a bin somewhere. Yeah. How much spillage would there be if they actually raised $1 billion? I'm saying why shoot so short? Why a billion? Why not go for the full $5 billion? Get the damn thing built and tell the Democrats to go to hell. We're gonna close out the week on a high note tomorrow. Hope you will join us. Till we join you then, for our entire crew, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you away.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.